Where People Live by Richard Northcott, read by Jill Schilling. Look at this house. Different people live in different houses. Let's take a trip around the world and see how, where, and why people live in different houses. Look, this house is called a castle. It's in France. It's big, old, and beautiful. A rich person built it many years ago. In the past, many people lived and worked there. Castles have got a lot of big rooms. This house is built high in the mountains in Switzerland. It snows a lot there in winter. The house is made of wood and stone, and it's very warm inside. The house needs a strong roof because the snow is heavy. The roof is also wide, so it keeps the snow away from the walls. This house is in the Arctic. It's made of big blocks of snow, and it's called an igloo. Igloos look cold on the outside, but they can be really warm inside. An Inuit hunter can build an igloo for himself in a few hours, but his dogs have to sleep outside in the snow. In Africa, where the weather is warmer, some people build houses out of grass and mud. The thick mud walls keep the house nice and cool. The grass on the roof keeps out the heavy rain. There's only one room in each hut. If you want your own room, you can build another hut. In some hot tropical rainforests, people build their houses off the ground, on long pieces of wood called stilts. If the house is off the ground, the air can flow under the house and keep it cool. It's also hard for wild animals to come and visit if your house is on stilts. In very hot, dry countries, people often build houses out of clay. The houses haven't got many windows. The small windows and narrow doors keep the sunshine and the heat out. At night, you can sleep up on the flat roof, under the moon and stars. These houses are in New Mexico, USA. Thousands of years ago, most people lived in caves. They were the first houses. Some people still live in caves, but now they're more comfortable, and they've got doors and windows. It can take a long time to build these houses, but they never fall down. These caves are in Turkey. Some people like to live near the water. This is Venice in Italy. It's got a lot of beautiful houses. There are no cars, and people get around by boat. The taxis are boats, and even the buses are boats. Can you see the special boat called a gondola? Some people live in a house and some people work on a boat. These lucky people in India live on a houseboat. Houseboats are usually made of wood and they're often very beautiful. People cook, wash, eat and sleep on their boats. India is often hot, but it's cool on the river. This Chinese house is a special shape. It's got three sides, built around a courtyard. In the past, Chinese people had big families. The grandparents lived in one part, and the parents and children lived in other parts. On special days, they all got together in the courtyard. In some parts of the world, people have to be careful how they build their houses. In Japan, there are many earthquakes. In the past, Japanese people built their houses out of wood and paper because they are light. In an earthquake, a house like this is safer than a house made of bricks or stone. Some houses can be a lot of fun. Can you imagine climbing a tree to get into your house? This is Papua New Guinea. These people live in a tree house because it's cooler, safer, and really high up. The view from up there is really wonderful. What do you think they can see? If you don't want to live in a tree, you can always live underground. This strange house in England is built to save energy. The thick walls are covered in grass and the windows are in the roof. It's warm in the winter and cool in the summer. What a great place to live! If you really like your house, but you have to move, why not take your house with you? This is how you do it. You need a lorry and a very big trailer. You put your house on the trailer and take it to your new address. You must drive slowly and watch out for low bridges. If you like to travel around and see different places, this camper van is the best home for you. It's got everything. A bathroom, a kitchen, a bedroom, and a living room. It's even got wheels. So you can drive across the country without ever leaving your home.